When you were at school, I don't remember. Did you play football?
No, I went to school that had football.
That's right.
The one I graduated from does now. But
that's right. Yeah. So it's a little different. So you have, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a kid like Gus Wilbur who played football for us. He played both ways for most of the season, you know, playing 75, 80 snaps. And you think, okay, he's in good shape. But he gets out in the JV game in the first quarter. He's ready for the oxygen tank. So it's a different kind of, it's different. From football to basketball, but they'll get into shape. But I think this will be a solid test for Mountain Home. This is a team that Josh said it's similar to like a Russellville, a Greenwood, a team that you're going to have to beat in January, February if you want to go to state.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to continue with more of the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. When it feels like home, it heals like home. We'll have more as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Fair Grove here at the North Arkansas College Border War Shootout. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
This holiday season, make Gene's Goodest New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. This holiday season, make Gene's Goodest New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters. They have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jean's Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, your journey to wellness is a partnership they take to heart.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls, and we're a local private practice group providing advanced, high-quality orthopedic care while always treating patients like family. Dr. McConnell, Dr. Souter, and I will find the best course of action for your specific situation and ensure you feel supported every step of the way.
Visit Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3, Medical Plaza.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals, perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
FNBC is excited to announce their new Sapphire Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
We welcome you back to the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. When it feels like home, it heals like home. Matt Holmes, boys getting ready to play Fair Grove here in the third game of the North Arkansas College Border War Shootout. Again, a couple of games already in the books. Valley Springs lost the last game to Norwood. And before that, it was Blue Eye beating Berryville on a, you said on a buzzer beater?
Yeah, buzzer beater.
Yeah.
Yeah, we walked in, we heard this big cheer, and then we saw just a herd of kids at half court. So, yeah, it was, sounded like a good game.
Yeah. So this will be the last game where an Arkansas school faces a Missouri school. We've got two Arkansas teams playing each other in the last game right after ours, as it'll be the Cougars, Visitor County, going up against the Goblins of Harrison. But looking at this matchup, Mountain Home coming into this game with a record of 7-5. It's coming off a game of an 11-point loss to Nelton. You know, typically when you score 74 points, you think you've got a pretty good chance to win. But I'll tell you, Nelton, they especially when it came to the inside game, they really, really took advantage, you know, went after every rebound and got to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's one thing that's, you know, there's not just a ton of flaws in this Bomber team, but that's one, you know, they're just lacking size. You know, yeah. They can score as good as any team in the state. You know, if they hit enough shots and put up enough points, they can beat anybody, but then they can also get beat by anybody. And that was just not the greatest matchup in the world for us because number 10, I can't remember his last name, but he's a dude. I mean, he was getting every rebound even when we had him boxed out. So that was a good test for our boys. I mean, they hung with him. It's just Nelton stretched that lead out to about 8-10, and then they just kind of kept it there. Mountain Home got it. He had a chance to cut it within 5, and then I think we had a layup blocked off the backboard or something like that.
Right.
But, yeah, that was a good test for Mountain Home. That's a team that's probably one of the favorites in the East with your Valley Views, Marions of the world out East. Yeah. And a lot of people think that they can make a run in the 5A state playoffs along with – I mean, their only loss this year was to Farmington. The Farmington's pretty good. So that was a very solid team Mountain Home played on the road. That's a team that doesn't lose at home a whole lot.
Right. Yeah, and now as for this this Fair Grove team, they are currently 2-3 on the season. Their last game was Tuesday as well. It was actually the same margin, 11-point loss to Branson on Tuesday. So we don't know, you know, a whole lot about, I don't know how much you keep up with Missouri sports, Fair Grove, not as far into the season as we are.
No, they start about the 1st of December, I remember right. But I know you talk about losing by 11 to Branson. They do have mutual opponents with who Mountain Home plays. You know, Branson, they lost, it was like 98-72 against Harrison not too long ago. That was Branson's first game of the year. So, I mean, Missouri teams could put up some points. So, I mean, this is, like I said, this is going to be, like Brad Morris said, first team of 80 is probably going to win today is what it sounded like. But it should be a good game in store.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and get the introduction to today's officials, brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Again, at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic, where when it feels like home, it heals like home. It's going to be Joey Kreiner, Robert Stevens, and Emma Grady today wearing the stripes.
Yeah, they always have a lot of local officials. Harrison's got a lot of officials in this area around Bergman, Valley Springs, so they always bring them in, and it's usually familiar faces that we see in conference play and even with our junior high games, so it's... should be a good crew today.
Absolutely. Well, we'll take one more break. We're going to come back and give you the starting lineups and the opening tip-off when we come back. It is Mountain Home and Fair Grove up next. You've been listening to the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. This is Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Farmers and